Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece of hardware, the WTR Pro NAS from R.
A NAS that's smaller than a toaster? Color me intrigued. What makes this one stand out from the sea of mini PCs flooding the market?
Well, unlike many rebranded boxes, AAR seems to be doing something different. They're not locking you into proprietary software, which is a huge plus. You can install whatever OS you want, from Unraid to TrueNAS.
OS choice is key for a NAS, so flexibility is a big selling point. But what about the hardware itself? Fill us in on the specs.
It's got a Ryzen 7 5825U, up to 16 gigs of DDR4 RAM, two M.2 slots, one for NVMe, one for SATA or other goodies, two 2.5e ports, and four, wait for it, non-hot swappable drive bays.
Non-hot swappable? Ouch, that's a bit of a bummer in 2024. But let's focus on the positives. How does that Ryzen perform?
Surprisingly well. It crushed the Intel N100 and Pentium Gold 8505 in multi-threaded benchmarks while sipping power like a hummingbird. We're talking 7 watts at idle. Even under load, it stayed remarkably efficient.
Efficiency is sexy, especially with energy prices these days. Any other noteworthy features?
It's got a full-featured USB-C port, meaning you can potentially power the whole thing with a beefy enough adapter. Although, as I found out, a portable battery bank is a no-go.
Exploding batteries are so last season. So software-wise, you mentioned TrueNAS. Any other OSs you tested?
I tried Proxmox, got it down to 5 watts idle after some tweaking, even got PCIe pass-through working for TrueNAS in a VM. Performance was stellar, hitting expected speeds over the 2.5GigE connection.
Nice! Sounds like a virtualization powerhouse. But you mentioned some downsides, right?
Yeah, the non-hot swappable drives are a definite pain. And while the Ryzen sips power, the integrated graphics weren't the best for transcoding. Noticeable artifacting, especially at the beginning of a transcode. Also, no 10GigE, which would have been a huge value add.
So a mixed bag, but mostly positive. Who would you recommend this NAS for?
Someone who wants a powerful, efficient, and versatile home server without breaking the bank. It's a solid step up from a DIY build for those who aren't comfortable with that level of tinkering. Especially appealing if you prioritize low power consumption and OS flexibility.
Agreed. It sounds like a compelling option for the right user. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
AAR is doing some interesting things, and I'm excited to see what they come up with next. That's it for today, folks. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.